Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus has been airborne for 2 hours now, and he's somewhere in the South Pacific looking to make his first deliveries of Operation Merry Christmas. Let's go now to our man chasing him, as he does every Christmas Eve, our Eye in the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, for the first time tonight, where are you and what is Santa doing?
Well, you know, I can't tell you that yet, Frank. Santa has yet to make his first deliveries, and protocol says I can't disclose his exact location or where he's precisely going. But it's close, Frank. It's real close.
Okay, Crash, but when that moment arrives, would you please let me know? Text me or something? Since Crash can't tell us yet of Santa's first delivery, let's head now to Elf Roz in Sector 3 for an update on Africa and Europe. Roz, what's the story there?
Frank, the story here is Santa tracking and a lot of it at this hour. Elf Rolf in the regional tracking center here in Germany reports strong tracker activity from north to south. East Africa, for whatever reason, is especially active at this hour.
I know the time zones are a little less spread out in your sector, Roz. What time is it there?
It's late morning, almost noon here on Christmas Eve day, Frank. People are already celebrating Christmas in the streets, and it feels like more and more are starting to track Santa's progress. It'll only intensify as reports of his first deliveries in Sector 1 come in.
And that can come at any moment, Roz. We'll check in with you again later. From the North Pole Newsroom, where we're all in anticipation of that first trip down the chimney, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.